Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is Something to Think About. Today, I'd like you to bet on the long shot. One of my first professional jobs was a high-stakes blackjack dealer on the riverboats in Chicago. And I remember when people would come in who weren't professional gamblers, who weren't there every day. It was kind of their first time. They would come in, and they would take their money, and they'd place it on a long shot bet. For example, if they were at my blackjack table, they might actually hit on a 16. Now, if you're a blackjack player, you know we shouldn't do that. But they would. And frequently, they're the ones who'd get 21 and then get all excited. Or they'd go to the roulette table and they'd place a long shot bet. Sometimes they'd win, sometimes they'd lose. But they were the ones who enjoyed themselves. They were the ones who had smiles on their faces. They were the ones who left feeling good. They felt good that they lost the bet, because they enjoyed the process. They enjoyed betting on a long shot, regardless of the outcome. In our personal lives, we all know people who, today they say they're going to make a change. Today they say they're going to be a better person. Maybe they're asking us for forgiveness. They're asking us to wipe the slate clean. And many of us internally, we think to ourselves, no, there's no way you're going to change. We bet playing the odds. Sure, maybe the odds are they're not going to change. If they've always been difficult and they say, today I'm making a change, I'm not going to be difficult anymore, I'm not going to be abusive, I'm not going to be negative. Of course, the odds are they're going to continue being negative. They're going to continue being abusive. The best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. I know that. However, we all know people who need us to bet on them. They need us to bet on them, their future, their behavior, their career choice, their love choice. Because even though it's a long shot, maybe they need us to bet on them because nobody else is betting on them. I have a nephew, for example, who just turned 18, and he's getting married. And so, as adults, we can all look at 18-year-olds and 17-year-olds who are getting married, and we know that the odds are stacked against them. We know that. And I can choose to either bet that he's going to fail, because that's what the odds clearly state, that if you're not working, which he isn't, you haven't finished school, which he hasn't, and you're getting married at 18, which he's going to, the odds are pretty much stacked against you. I get that. And you know what? He gets that too. He's smart. But I'm going to bet on him anyway, because I would rather lose a bet for the right reasons than win a bet for the wrong reasons. I want to be that person to stand by someone who needs it. I've experienced points in my life, as I'm sure you have, where I needed people to bet on me, even though the odds were really stacked against me succeeding. And I remember those people who bet on me. Now, there were also many times in my life where the odds were stacked against me. People, in their hearts, bet against me, and they won that bet. I don't know if they really felt good about that. You know, I've done that where in my heart, I see somebody going down the wrong path, or somebody tells me they're making a change. And in my heart, I know what the odds are. I know the odds are you're going to fail. You're not going to make a positive change. And so that's what I harbor inside of me. You know, I'm miserly with my hope. Don't be miserly with hope. There's plenty to go around. I would rather be bamboozled and tricked day after day after day after day. I would rather lose betting on a long shot every single day than become cynical and start playing the odds, and betting on failure, or betting on despair, or betting on negativity. I don't want to bet on that. I know that right now there's somebody in your life that needs you to bet on them. There's somebody who's telling you, I'm making a change. I'm going for it. I'm taking a risk. And you know that the odds are stacked against them. That's not the point. You can choose to be generous with your hope. You can choose to be generous with kindness. You can choose to be generous with your spirit, or you can choose to be right. One of my favorite coping statements is, at this moment, I can choose to be kind, or I can choose to be right. Today, choose to place a bet on the long shot. That's the fun bet to place. And if you lose, who cares? You lost for the right reasons. And you know as well as I do, it's really not about whether you win or lose. It's about how you play the game. I don't care what you believe in, you know as well as I do, what you put out there comes right back to you. Whatever I'm throwing out there, it's like a boomerang, it comes right back to me. And I need people to bet on me despite the odds. and going back to the casino. Ask any gaming professional. I was in the gaming industry for years. Anyone who's in the industry will tell you that it is those people who come in not knowing any better, who place the long shot bet, believing, wow, this will be fun, maybe I'll win something. They actually do win more than people who bet the odds. That's why they call it beginner's luck. I don't know exactly why, and I'm sure no one can explain why, but people who really believe that they have a chance of winning, even though it's a long shot, the odds of them winning that bet actually increase. So today, bet on the long shot, not just with your words or with your mind, but with your heart. If you can just imagine the possibility of winning that long shot, you just might do it. And wouldn't that feel good? If you can truly, in your heart, imagine the possibility that when you're betting with your mind, with your body, with your spirit, on success, you're betting on hope, you're betting on light, you're betting on positive energy, you're betting on the best outcome possible for everyone, that actually increases the odds of that outcome manifesting. You have that power simply by knowing how to place your bets. And even if it's only 1 in 100 times, 1 in 1,000,000 times, where that bet pays off and you win the long shot, woohoo, it feels so good. Today, place a bet that you think you might lose for the right reasons rather than win for the wrong ones. So stop by and leave a comment or ask us a question. Go to www.powerdiversity.com and you'll find all sorts of tools, resources, audios, videos to help you communicate more effectively, deal with difficult people, and of course, slay energy vampires. This is Dan O'Connor giving you something to think about.